Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies, and happy Monday to each and every one. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where we bring you information on business success, mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, making sure that you're equipped to create success for your business today. So, we always start off our day on Monday with our Breakthrough Savvy Tip. And, of course, the first Monday is always with our wonderful, awesome, high-energy Don Cooper. I love the fact that his branding is around the sales heretic. And, you know, we haven't actually talked about what that means. So I'm going to ask him to actually share with you what the meaning is behind that, because I think it's an awesome story, and it helps people to understand the fantastic value that you bring. Don, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Michelle. I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm loving it because the weather's cool. Yay!
Excellent.
So tell everybody why you call yourself the sales heretic.
A heretic is an original thinker, somebody who questions the status quo rather than simply following along with the crowd mentality or whatever the conventional wisdom is. And I challenge people, whether you are a salesperson, a business owner, a professional, question everything. Question yourself. Question others. Don't take anything for granted, no matter who is saying it, whether it is me or somebody in your family or some other supposed business expert. Question everything. It's the only way you're ever going to achieve real, massive success.
I agree with you. It's interesting because a lot of times people are really kind of scared to shake up that status quo, and that's something we're going to be doing a lot of today.
Well, too many of us don't really have belief in our own thoughts, our own ideas. We tend to believe that other people are smarter than we are, and our ideas are really not that great. And the fact is, most people are a lot smarter than they think they are. The key really is having confidence in your thoughts, in your beliefs.
Well, I know confidence is definitely something that we get every time you give us one of your great sales tips. So tell us, what is it we need to be focusing on as we're starting our year off as it pertains to our sales that's going to help us really excel in 2011?
Well, if you want breakthrough sales growth this year, it starts with setting effective goals. I know this sounds ho-hum. The fact is, though, that goals are essential to great sales growth. The noted author Robert Heinlein once said, "In the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to performing daily trivia until ultimately we become enslaved by it." And I absolutely agree with that. So if you want breakthrough sales growth this year, you need goals to help you get there. And there are five types of goals you want to establish for yourself. The first are top-line goals. What are you looking to do over the course of this year in terms of number of sales, in terms of growth sales volume? What are those top-line numbers that most of us typically measure our sales by? So start with an annual goal in terms of number of sales or in terms of total sales dollar volume, and then break that down to a quarterly goal and then a monthly goal, and you might even need a weekly goal. All those are to help keep you on track and to give you an idea that if you want to make, say, $100,000 in sales this year, what do you do each month to get to that point or each week to get to that point? If your business is seasonal, create your monthly goals accordingly. So you might have much higher goals in June, July, and August than you have the rest of the year. Now, that's a very common type of sales goal, but there are four others that will support that top-line goal and make that more effective. One of those is what I call benchmark goals. These are goals that help you get to your top line and make your top line more valuable. Here's one example. Do you have a profit margin goal? Because if your total sales volume goes up, but your margin goes down, are you actually any better off? What the profit margin you want to have on all of your sales transactions? This is especially important if you have a team of salespeople working for you. What is the goal for your margin? What's your upselling goal? A great way to increase your sales is by simply selling more to each of your customers. So what do you want to do with each customer? Set a goal for how much or what you want to upsell to every customer. And how about a referral goal? Referrals are the best prospects you can possibly get. So make a goal for how many referrals you want to get. The third type of goal is what I call activities goals. These are the actions that you take on a daily basis that will enable you to get to your top line goals. So one of the goals you might want to have in this category is a time goal. How much time are you going to commit to actually selling each day or each week? It might be 1 hour a day. It might be 1 day a week. It can be more, it can be less. But you need to figure out how much time you are going to devote to selling. This is especially important if you're a business owner or if you're a professional, where your day is filled with all kinds of business-related activities that aren't necessarily sales-related. If you don't carve out time to sell, you won't do it. So one of your activities goals might be how much time are you going to commit to being on the phone making actual sales calls? How much time will you spend each day or each week working on your social media, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your LinkedIn? And by that, I don't mean how much time will you spend posting photos of your kids on Facebook. I mean how much time will you actually be involved in those platforms for sales purposes? And how much time will you devote to follow-up on a daily or weekly basis? Too many people don't effectively conduct follow-up. They let that fall by the wayside, and their sales suffer as a result. So figure out what are the different activities you need to engage in order to meet your top-line goals, and set individual activity goals for each one of those. The fourth type of goal is what I call stretch goals. These are the goals that help you grow as a salesperson or as a business person. They help you get better at what you do so you can be more successful and reach or exceed those top-line goals. For example, do you have a reading goal? One of your goals might be to read one magazine or one blog every week. And by that, I'm not talking about National Enquirer or People magazine. I mean a business magazine, a sales magazine, an industry magazine, or a blog that relates to any of those things. How about a goal of reading one business book every month? If you just do that, you'll be way ahead of your competitors. How about doing one networking event per month? A lot of people either avoid networking or simply go to the same ones over and over again because that's where they're comfortable. But you need to stretch yourself. So go to other networking events. Seek out groups you haven't been to before and make it a point to go to at least one a month, maybe more if you can fit that into your schedule. And the final type of goal is what I call a health goal. Because if you're not healthy, you can't sell effectively. Whether you're a salesperson, a business owner, a professional, your life is grueling. You deal with a lot of stress on a regular basis. You need for your body and your mind to be in peak condition at all times. So set aside one health goal. Maybe it's to quit smoking this year. Maybe it's to stop drinking or drink less. It might be to start exercising. It might be eating better. Whatever that goal is, write it down, be specific about it, and figure out a plan for making that happen. When you work on all five of these goals and you get them on paper in front of you at your desk every single day, it makes it far easier to stay on track. And it will keep a lot of that trivia at bay. It allows you to focus and become much more effective in your daily work. And when you combine these five goals, they will enable you to achieve breakthrough sales this year.
Oh, my goodness. That was powerful.
Thank you.
I love how you put together these things, Don. The thinking that goes behind your tips is just awesome.
Thank you.
You know what I did to help myself have a better visual instead of trying to just write everything down in a notebook this year.
What's that?
A friend of mine that I met, and I think I've introduced the two of you on Twitter. If not, I promise to go do it today. His name is Shane Mack. He's with Gist. And he and I were having a Skype call last year, and I noticed behind him he had all this stuff written, looked like on the wall, and I said, that's too big to be a whiteboard. How did you do that? I'd love to have a whole wall of whiteboards. He said, they make whiteboard paint. Did you know that? I said, you're kidding.
Yeah.
So I have a whole wall that is whiteboard painted that I can now mind map and have all my goals in front of me, and I can see it. I can see the big picture. I can see the little details. I can see where I might, I need to focus there. I haven't fulfilled what I promised myself there. I love it.
Nice.
Dawn, thank you so much. I can't wait to hear what you're going to share with us when we have you come for your full episode, because, oh my gosh, I'm always over here tweeting out all these really cool things you're sharing with us, and we really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Michelle.